All right, this is a good message. I'm gonna try to do this as a singular message. Thank you so much for joining me. And everything, hit, go ahead and hit the like button, favorite, give me some hearts, some loves, okay, and share this message. This is really big. This is what you call an energy vampire. And I did a message about, you know, how, you know, your birthdays is a very powerful time and stuff like that. And it's Scorpio season. The entity is a Scorpio. And this is big. I was just thinking about it. And there's an entity, when they call, it's like, oh, how many dreamers have a person where they call you, you're not happy to take their call. They always need something. They always want something. Okay. They always got something going on in their life. Okay. They usually kind of like hustlers. And I was just like, I'm always giving out money. My dreamers, money is energy. And I don't be tripping because it's not a lot of money that I give or whatever. And then I have the belief, whatever you give, get added upon you. You're going to get double for your trouble. You get your blessing, right? But my dream is, over time, that shit adds up. This is good. They come over. They take. Meaning, I have to give them food. You know, I give them, you know, I give them things. And that's what you do in relationships and stuff. But it's supposed to be a give and take. It's supposed to be give and take. They need to put back into you. They have to put back into you. Okay. My dreamers, I was like, this person is not only just draining money. They're draining energy. The energy vampire, it goes over our heads, but they drain energy. Do you see? They're draining your energy. They're draining your money. They all they do is take. They got, and then the reason why I don't mind everything is because they got a lot of problems. You know what I mean? And you see why they're going through the things that they're going through. And I think that is why you be like, whatever, you know. But my dreamers, you cannot be you need to recognize an energy vampire. It's so easy to recognize. Let me tell you how. They don't add. You see their name on your phone. They're around you, and they want to do this. They want to do that. They want these things, and you're like, you didn't do anything. You haven't contributed anything. Okay. Oh, this is good. This is another big thing. They make, you know, because I had a couple of these people. They make all these promises. Okay. And they come up to be none and void. It doesn't happen. Okay? They always fussing when you ask them to do something. And this is good. Work them. They may not have no money, or, you know, they draining that from you. You need to, this is, if you got an energy vampire and stuff, you need to work them. They can wash the dishes. They can clean. They usually have some good talents. They can cook. Like, this energy vampire can cook. Okay? You need to work them. Okay? You need to work them. You see. But my dreamers, that's how you can tell an energy vampire. All they do is drain. Money is keep going one-sided. Okay? Energy. Money is energy. All right? This is good. You got to kind of not be around them too much, that energy too much, because you notice the conversation is, you know what I mean? It's draining. They don't add, they don't contribute. Okay. And maybe you need to contribute to change them. Maybe you see it for them and stuff like that. But all they do is take. Okay. All they do is take. You need to recognize that and distance yourself from the takers. Let them, I understand you, they going through a lot. They have to go through that stuff. Let them go through that stuff alone without you. Because with you, it's just going to bring you down. It's going to bring you down. You'll be right down there with them. Ooh, let's slow that down. You're going to be right down there with them if you go with them. Okay. If they're not trying to come up with you, leave them where they are. You need to stop them and be like, hey, you take too much. This is good. They came over out of nowhere, and I gave them quite a bit of energy. I'm just saying that. And then come to find out, it's their birthday. So, you know, I feel for that. You know what I mean? I wish someone gave to me on my birthday, celebrated my birthday with me. So, you know, guess what? I gave to them for their birthday. But it's in a bad time. I just seen you. And now they want to come over again and stuff. I'm like, that's too much energy I done gave you. And I didn't really get much back. Now, I understand this is the birthday and stuff. But I didn't get nothing back. My dream was, this is good. The world makes you look bad when you be like, well, I'm not getting anything in return. With all those with the quote say, you using people or you, that give and take is a bad thing. My dream is, the give and take is not a bad thing when you give a lot on that end and you not getting anything over here. Okay? You're going to feel bad, period. It's pre-K. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel like it's an imbalance. You see, you're going to be mad, upset, whatever negative emotion when there's an imbalance. Okay? You need to figure out a way to balance the scales. Okay? This is good. This entity came over that day out of nowhere. What was that? 2 days ago. I gave them their birthday money. Okay? Then they called me up. Something happened to the birthday money. Oh, Lord. Okay? And it's just a lot. It's a lot. Okay? And then they want to come over again. It's too much. Okay? Too much energy I have given. And I'm drained. You see? So, it's an energy vampire that I'm dealing with. And you got to recognize energy vampires. They're out there. All they do is take. This is good. You give them this. They don't give nothing in return. Okay. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. You're sitting there drained. You're mad. And stuff like that. My dream is you got to distance yourself. Take a break from energy vampires. My dream is number two key. Figure out what you want. Have some wants when you're dealing with an energy vampire. Well, you want this, so I want that. And this is good. Get your services first before you give out money. I wrote that as a quote. Get your services first. Get what you want first before you give them anything. If they can't give you this, you can't get that. And this is good. And don't, you have no emotion if you're not getting what you want. Move on. Say goodbye to the energy vampire. Don't just give it to them out of pity. Oh, this is good. Usually energy vampires are good with communication. They are, that's what I noticed. I'm the expert with energy vampires. They're excellent with communication. They can convince you to do anything. They can make you feel pity to give them things. I feel like maybe if they're in a deficit, do not answer the phone, because they're gonna pity you. They're gonna convince you. They're gonna make you feel bad, etc., etc. They got good air. They got great air in their chart. Okay. Do not answer the phone. My dream is usually you are more. We give them the power. But you start off with the power. Usually, the energy vampire leech off of the more powerful one. It starts with you. You are more powerful. Make decision. Oh, that's good. Make a decision. Know what to do before it happens. If it happened and got you the last time, okay, you need to be like, you ain't gonna get me this time. And plot and make the move. It's like life is like chess, a card game. It's like a card game. My dreamers, know what you're gonna play. Know what you're gonna do. Okay? They're in a deficit. They owe you. I'm sorry. I believe the book, the artists and the books people and the YouTubers and stuff, they say, you know, it's a two-way thing and you just give and you don't ask for nothing in return. You know that shit? You don't ask for nothing in return. That's bullshit. I believe the people who made that up is the takers. All they do is take, and they don't give nothing. So they made that shit up. And then they make it sound like that's normal. That ain't normal. Life is give and take. See how they make that sound bad? Give and take. It's balance. This entity calls me up. I am so sorry. No wonder they're broke and stuff like that, because they're even in a deficit with me. Okay? They're in a deficit. So if they're in a deficit and they just take, you see what I'm saying? My dreamers, you got to handle them accordingly. No, I can't do this. Don't answer the, you don't even go through, you need to go through the vernacular and feel some type of way. Okay? Don't answer the phone to energy vampires. I believe when someone call you, you need to be excited to answer the phone. They add value. They bring things. You'll see the conversation is a two-way street, okay? You give value, they give value, okay? Not know, oh, I'm going through this. This happened to me. This bad thing happened to me. And you leave the conversation drained, like they done pulled their junk on you, and then you gave them money. That's not how it's supposed to go. That's what you're dealing with, an energy vampire. Okay, ask God to give you people who add, support, motivate you. They're high and they're pouring into you and you can pour into them. Okay, they uplift you rather than they draining you, putting you down. Okay, make you feel bad. You're giving out money over there and you ain't getting really nothing in return. My dreamers, watch out for the energy vampires. Okay, you're dealing with an energy vampire. All they do is take. They don't give nothing much back. That's why they're going through things. Let them go through what they go through, but you're not with them. Okay. You can be with an energy vampire. You know what that is. You need to hurry up and figure out, what do you want from energy vampire? What do you want? What is your needs? What do you need? Okay. If they're not fulfilling those wants and needs, those desires, okay, you just helping them out. Okay. You need to let that be. Okay. So that's how you deal with energy vampires. Anyway, I'm done with the message. I just had to do it while I'm in this step. And this is, and I was like, oh, that's an energy vampire. Oh, and I've been dealing with them and stuff. So I was like, let me go ahead and do a message. I think I did it before, but I was like, ooh, let me go ahead and do it. Okay. So I can be strong against an energy vampire. But anywho, that is this message. Hope you received it. Go ahead and like this and share this to people. All those who are dealing with energy vampires out there. Okay. Maybe you dealt with an energy vampire. Let me know. Okay. Anyways, I'll talk to you. Follow me on all my streaming platforms at Aaron Fantasy. Peace.